Nolte, Church to Hold Drag Queen Bingo Night with Kids Present. By John Nolte on January 27, 2023. The First Congregational Church of Madison, CT, planned a drag bingo event this weekend, reports Eyewitness News 3. Children will be in attendance. Yes, a church is holding a drag queen event and inviting children. Drag queens and kids. Have you noticed how it's always drag queens and kids? It's never just drag queens. It's always drag queens and kids. The church's senior minister, according to the website, Reverend Todd Vetter, spoke to his congregation about the response to the drag event and said this. That is not to say that we are sorry for doing this. While it is not our intention to make any kind of political statement, this event is certainly in keeping with our commitment to being an open and an affirming church, to seek understanding and love and not to join our voices to the chorus of fear that seems to animate so much of the negative response to this event. Oh, and guess what this event is about? Raising money to fund a youth service trip. On top of bingo, there will be a lip-sync performances by the drag queens. Of course, we all know what that means. We will go out and about and meet the people. Say hello. Some people want to take pictures, Michael Morgan, a drag queen who calls himself Morgana Deluxe, told the Stanford Advocate. Get this. Depending on the person, I will take a man or someone and motorboat them with my chest, Morgana Deluxe promised. And here's my favorite part. Drag queen Shanita Razor, who prefers to be known only by her stage name, said, it's going to be tasteful dress because there are going to be youths there. Emphasis added. This is demonic. There is no other word for it. On top of deliberately desecrating the church with blatant sin, this church is damning people's souls by misguiding them with a lie that you can engage in this kind of behavior, expose your children to this kind of behavior, and be right with God. Well, you can't. As a person of faith, you cannot just turn yourself over to a church. Men run churches, and men are not only fallible, but in the case of this church, the obvious goal is to collect souls for Satan. If you're not a religious person, you can laugh at that. But if you are religious, as I am, those are the stakes, your eternal soul. And on Judgment Day, you can't say, well, Reverend Todd Vetter told me it was okay to take my children to a drag queen show in a Christian church. That's not going to fly. You know why? Because you know this is morally wrong, and you are either going along with it to defy God, or you are going along with it because you don't have the moral courage to take a stand. Why would any decent parent expose their child not only to a man in a dress but a man in a dress who wants to expose himself to children? It is possible to cross-dress for innocent laughs. Milton Berle did it all the time. This is not that. These are mentally ill perverts who want to corrupt your child's innocence. And if you belong to a church that does anything other than condemn this behavior, you best find another church. Everyone should be treated with humanity and dignity. That includes sinners like myself. That includes men who dress in drag. But that's not what's happening here. This is tolerating, welcoming, applauding, and exposing innocent children to the sin of adult sexuality, sexual deviancy, and, as you read above, motorboating. This is wrong. You know it is. And there is no excuse for tolerating it. And there is certainly no excuse for exposing your children to it. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.